Good morning, good morning. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast coming to you from the Metropolitan Tabernacle, 501 Opelousas Avenue in old Algiers, New Orleans. This is Pastor Albert Findorfer speaking. Let me give you my mailing address right quickly. It's Radio Missions, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Also, my website. Many folks now are looking up our website, getting much information off of it. It's www.radiomissions.org. That's www.radiomissions.org. Look us up there and see all those things we have listed there about the broadcast. We've been bringing you a series of studies for a few days now on the preacher, and we have been looking at the preacher and his qualification, and now we're coming down to the preacher and his message. That's right. Let's look at the preacher and his message. I hope you are listening. I hope you stay in tune. And I hope you'll sit down and write me and let me know that these messages are blessing your heart. They're just plain, old-fashioned, simple gospel truth. It's not no high theological things. I don't know how to do those things. I'm not a theologian. I'm not anything but an old country boy that the Lord saved. Call here to preach the gospel. That's right. Do you enjoy the old-fashioned, old-time gospel preaching where there's no big high rollers? Where the preacher is not think he's somebody come with his hair all combed just right and his handkerchief in his pocket to match his necktie and his socks to match his handkerchief and all of that and blubbering and sputtering and all that and taking up a large offering and leaving town? Are you tired of that kind of preaching? I am. I like the old down-home preaching. Well, the old preachers back there 100 years ago that I've read after and some I've got their books. But let's look at the preacher and his message. These messages are precious to me because it makes a lot of difference in my life. When the Lord calls or commissions or empowers or anoints his messenger, he doesn't leave it to the messenger or to his opinion to what he'll preach. I don't just sit down one day and decide what to preach. No, the Bible is very explicit, very definite as to his message. Our modernists take the position that they are free to preach anything they choose under the guise of academic freedom. Let's remember, don't forget, that the gospel preacher is an ambassador of heaven sent forth with a message to a lost and dying world. Now, when our president, no matter who he is, appoints an ambassador and the Senate approves him, confirms him, and we send this ambassador over there to a foreign country, no matter where it is, he doesn't go over there and spout off his opinion. He proposes the decisions that have been made by his higher-ups. He's an ambassador. He's not his own man. He doesn't espouse his own opinion. Neither does God's man espouse or spout off his own opinion. Now, my friend, when you hear that, you know that that man has not been called by the Lord. Let's remember that he's an ambassador. He must be careful, prayerful, not to deviate one hair's breadth from the message. What message is that? The message that Christ died for sinners, the gospel. The souls of men are at stake. I want you to stop right there with me. Stop right there and listen at me. Listen to me. The souls of men are at stake. I'm not preaching for money. I don't draw any money from this church. No, sir. I'm not preaching for fame. I don't need fame. I'm not preaching for prestige. I don't need prestige. I'm preaching for the souls of men. My only purpose is that you might come to know the Lord. That's right. Many, many, many out there listening to the old Trailblazer. Many listen to the Voice of Truth broadcast that we send out every Sunday over many stations across this nation. If you'd write me, I'd send you a radio log of all those broadcasts. But many are out there listening. Their souls are in between heaven and hell. Their soul is going to spend eternity somewhere. And every soul that sinneth is going to die. And it needs to be redeemed. And I'm bringing you God's redemptive message. That's right. The honor of God, the Father, is at stake. He is neither to court, God's man is neither to court the favor of man. No, I don't court the favor of man. I have folks come here wealthy folks, folks of high repute, folks of high esteem, doctors, lawyers, whatever. They don't. They just another lost soul to me if they're not saved. If they are saved, they're just another precious jewel the Lord has jerked out of this world. But they don't hold any high place in my esteem, no, because of who they are. And neither do I look down on those who come in here, bums. We have street people come in here. Many Sundays we have a dozen or so in here. We feed them on the street, out on the storehouse next door, off the street. Many of them come in here and raggedy and smelling like a goat. We don't look down on them, no, because their soul is at stake. Do you know they have a soul just like you do? You may be a chaste virgin this morning. You may be the most holy, chaste individual that ever lived, but did you know you're not saved because of that? No, you have a soul that's going to spend eternity somewhere. You may have never done anything what the world calls sin, drinking, cussing, and harlotry, and all of those things. But listen, you inherited the sin from Adam and Eve, so you're a sinner by birth, and you must be redeemed. And I'm here bringing God's message that there's redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, the pastor is neither to court the favor of man nor to be discouraged at the disfavor of man. I have folks rail on me. I have folks write me, tell me, old crackpot, old fool, old whatever, take my name off your mailing list. I won't have it. That doesn't bother me. That doesn't deter me one bit in the world. No, I'm grieved over it because maybe they're going to hell now. They'll lose their hearing the gospel. Listen, he is to deliver his message and lead the results with the Holy Spirit. Now, I know that I'm not a preacher. I'm not. I tell my folks here, I don't know how to preach. All I know how to do is to say what the Lord lays on my heart. I don't know how to line up all these scriptures and correlate them and put one behind the other in one point and make 17 points in 15 minutes. I don't know how to do that. That's the most asinine thing I've ever heard of. I heard a preacher not long ago. He had 5 or 6 points he wanted to make, and they all started with a P. And then it was very important to him, this P this, P that, whatever. That's not important, my friend. No, sir. I just leave the result. I just bring you, thus saith the Lord. I take God's word where he lays on my heart, read it, pray over it, ask the Lord to bless it, come here with an open heart, an open mind, a burdened heart, and deliver it. And listen, I can die, but I can't compromise the message. No, if I die, I go on to be with the Lord. It matters not whether folks criticize me or not. No, in God's man, it doesn't matter what they say about you. No, it doesn't matter a bit what they say about you, what they think about you, or what they may call you. I have relatives who don't care for my preaching. It doesn't bother me. I love them. Listen, I have to deliver God's message. Now let's notice the message. In 2 Timothy 4:1-2, he receives his charge. I've given you this maybe probably a time or two. The Bible says, to every God-called preacher, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Now listen, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. Now what a charge, my friend. Here he is charged before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, before whom he shall stand and give an account of his stewardship, to do one thing: preach the word. Now, my friend, you can put on your programs, you can put on your cantatas, you can put on your car washes or your bus trips to the beach. You can do all of those things, attempting to hold your folks. But if you don't preach the word, preacher, if you don't preach the word, listen now, if you don't preach the word, you're not God's preacher. The gospel preacher has no opinion of his own. I don't put my opinion in, no. No poetry, not a book or review books, not politics. I hear these fellows on the radio, these reformers, they call themselves, out to get rid of abortion, get rid of this, get rid of that, get rid of this. I hear about the religious right and the religious left and all that stuff. I don't have anything to do with that. Not a bit in the world. No, sir. I don't join no crowd with a bullhorn to go up and try to destroy some abortion clinic. That's all in the Lord's hands. Certainly, I don't agree with those things. But you know what? The Lord didn't call me to do that. He called me to preach the gospel. Preach the word. and I'm not to add to it nor take away from it, according to Revelation 22:18. Read that if you would. Therefore, God's man must be a student of the Word. He must be go to the one who wrote the Word, and that is the Holy Spirit. Not to whittle away the Word to pieces and preach his opinion. No, he's to preach the whole counsel of God, according to Acts 20:27. He's not to preach that which will suit some people. Oh, listen, I've seen that. I've seen that, my friend. I've seen that too many times. Some dignitator comes into the church, or dignitary, or some high-rolling person, and the preacher carves his message out around that person. That's right. That's right. I hear preachers spend all the whole sermon preaching on Mother's Day about what mother. But listen, you know the greatest sermon you could say is, Mother, do you know the Lord? Father, do you know the Lord? Are you bringing those children up under the admonition of the Lord, Mother? Mother, are you bringing them around your knees at night and praying with them and reading the Bible to them? Now, that's a Mother's Day sermon. That's right. That's the kind of Mother's Day sermon I bring. That's the kind of Father's Day message I bring. Father, are you walking in front of your children? Are you calling together at night for your family devotion, reading and letting them hear you pray, hear you cry unto the Lord for them, call them by their name, Johnny and Joe and Bill and Susie? Lord, save them. Are you doing that? Did you know it'll make an impression on their heart? That's right. That's right. I know, my friend. I know what it'll do. Now, that's the kind of message, if you want to carve your message out to an individual, carve it out to one like that and bring it. Then carve one out to our young people. Have a young people's ministry, a service one day. This is our young people's message. And then call on them to repent. Call on them to walk in God's will. Call on them to stay out of the honky-tonks at night and the brothels and the hell holes. Call on them to not be throwing their life away and being killed at an early age. Call on them. That's the kind of message I like to hear. Oh, let's listen. Pattern your message after those things, my friend. But listen, we're not to preach the popular message, but I believe the unpopular. God's Word is unpopular. The Word is the sword of the Spirit, according to Ephesians 6:17. The Word in the hands of the Holy Spirit will cut hearts asunder. You know, one of the prayers that I pray is, Lord, take this word home to some heart like a barbed arrow, like a dagger. Thrust it into that heart. Lay bare those hearts, according to Hebrews 4:12. His hearers will call him crazy. I know that. Stubborn, hard-headed, narrow. Do you know one of the things that crosses my mind here many times that this ministry the Lord has given us here is this wonder that anybody comes, because there's so much smooth preaching out there. Do you know you can find smooth preaching if you want it, my friend? You can. You can find smooth preaching on every hand and on every corner. We got more churches in New Orleans, I believe, than any place I've ever seen. All kind of churches, one on every corner. And they preach the smooth things, many of them do. And if you're looking for smooth folks, you can find them. But the old trailblazer's going to bring God's message. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I remember the song that this country songwriter wrote. She said that her daddy was an old-time preacher man. Said he preached hell so hot you could feel the heat. I thought that was a great statement. That's what I do here. I warn my folks, turn to the Lord. Don't go to hell. Did you know there's nothing worth going to hell over? Don't matter if it's your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your live-in. None of that's worth going to hell over. Doesn't matter if it's your money, your bank account, your 401k. None of that's worth going to hell over. Did you know the Lord says, he that forsaketh not all that he hath cannot be my disciple? That disciple word means my child. That's right. Every child of God is a disciple. You can't be one unless you forsake all that you have. Have you ever done that? Are you just living a life of deceit, fooling yourself, fooling the so-called fooling the Lord? No, he looks on the heart. He knows. He knows what your heart is. He knows how your heart is, and he knows if you're saved, and I believe you know. Would you ask the Lord to show you your heart? Would you say, the old trailblazer said, Lord, you'd show me my heart if I'd asked you. Lord, show it to me. Let me repent of my sin. Let me turn to the Lord. Lord, give me grace to come to Christ. I wish you would. It's been good being with you this morning on the old Trailblazer broadcast. Remember my mailing address. I wish you'd sit down and write me. It's your old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. Let me hear from you. Send me a generous offering to help with the work, if you would, and I appreciate it. Would you do that for me? Goodbye, and God bless you.